now, the Messengers Radio Show with Marcus and Trisha Draper.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Marcus.
And Trisha.
And we are the Messengers Radio Show.
Yay!
How are you guys doing today?
I'm sure they are very blessed.
Well, yeah, I was waiting for everybody to answer.
Oh, but, sorry. Yeah. Let's see.
Don't everybody answer at once, though.
We're blessed.
Well, today, this is kind of our inaugural show, starting at the Father's House Radio.
Yes.
We're excited about today. We've got a lot of things planned for the future. But today, we're going to start a two-part
series.
Podcast, I guess you would call it,
or a
show.
I don't know.
And today, we're going to be talking about love. And tomorrow, or the next one, we're going to be talking about love as well. But
today is love, the beginning.
In the beginning. That's my own. I don't know where I heard that from.
I don't know what that was.
But yeah, we just want to thank Pastor Kevin Casey here at the Father's House for giving us the opportunity to have this great studio, a lot better equipment. It may sound a lot better, I'm sure,
than us recording
at our own house in the open room. But here we have so many great things.
Yes, we do.
So
it's wonderful, and it's just been a blessing from God, the whole thing,
right?
For the Father's House,
just
an amazing blessing, and we just want to honor it.
Right.
Honor
and if you don't go to church and you live in the Decatur area, Texas, or Bridgeport, Texas area,
Wise County,
or if you live in Texas, and even if you live in Houston, which is only like 5 hours away, 4 hours away,
sure,
you want to come to church.
Hey,
we're here at 4337 US Highway 380 in Decatur, Texas. That's 76234. You can always call the church here also, 940-627-5355.
I have no idea.
That may be the wrong thing. Go to tfhpeople.com and you can get the phone number.
Yeah.
5365, I think, is what it is. Anyway. So without any further ado, let's begin. We're going to talk about the beginning.
That's right. Love, the beginning. Okay. So, you know, we as Christians think we know all about love. Love seems to be so simple, but it's actually very difficult to grasp. There are many kinds of love, like love of spouse.
Yeah, I love you.
Love of friends.
I love Pastor Kevin and his wife Melanie and their family. And
that's right.
All the people that go to the Father's House, right?
Uh-huh. There's love of money, which is not so good.
Well, yeah.
But love of family, of course.
We love our
pets.
Family.
Well,
we don't have any pets.
We don't have any.
We have a son. I guess he would be considered a pet.
A teenager, yes.
A teenage pet.
So all of these are types of love.
Right.
But we have our love priorities out of order.
Right. Way out of order.
Our love first priority should be God.
Exactly.
God's love. So like in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
Mm.
It's an amazing verse.
It is an amazing verse. You know, almost everybody, believer or non-believer, they know this verse.
They do.
But, you know, I think that we believe that the real love has to become...
Has
to start in the beginning. And where is the beginning?
Genesis 1:1.
Right.
One.
That's the beginning of everything, right?
It's the beginning. And it says, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That's just amazing. So many people just gloss over that, you know?
Right.
Yeah, okay, God created the heavens and the earth. You know, I mean, you respect that, and that's a great thing. But you don't think about...
Right. Why did he create the heavens and the earth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he loves us so much that he brought the whole world into existence just for us. Now that is love.
Yeah.
He loved us before we were even created. He just loved us. He took his time creating a world, a whole universe.
Wow.
For just us, because he loves us. We can't get any more love than that.
Yeah, I don't see how you could.
That's love. Jesus was asked one time what the greatest commandment was, and in Matthew he replied, Matthew 22:37-39, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Hurt.
When you're hurt, you need to love God too.
Right.
Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
That can be really hard sometimes.
It can be.
Yeah.
But, you know, because people will mistreat us and abuse us and and things like that. But you just have to remember that God loves them too.
Right.
He loves them just as much as he loves you. He loves the unbeliever and the believer the same.
Right.
He has no favorites. So in Romans 13:9-10, we see that Paul repeats that. He says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they were asking, well, who is this neighbor? Are we talking about the people that live next to us?
Yeah.
And your neighbor is not just the people that live next to you, but your fellow humans.
Everyone else.
Yeah.
That's right. Everyone else. So when Jesus died on the cross that day, he showed us the ultimate act of love.
Mm.
He laid down his life willfully, even out of joy, the Bible says. I love that. He showed us a pattern to live by.
Yeah.
But to me, if Jesus can go to the cross and lay down his life out of love for us joyfully, that is amazing considering all the physical human torture he went through.
Right.
But he was thinking into the future. He was thinking for us. He was thinking for you. He was thinking for me today, how we would be.
Yeah.
And he did it joyfully.
Hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So how does that love apply to us today? Does he still love us that much, even though we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, as Romans 3:23 states?
That's right. That's exactly what it states and says. It says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
That's verbatim.
Pretty good. So God also shows us what real love is in Romans 5:8. You want to read that?
Yeah. It says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So that's just an echo of exactly what Romans 3:23 says.
He just said all have fallen short and, you know,
right,
the glory of God.
But we're still talking about us as being sinners and that Christ died for us.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So, but he did all of that for us while we were still sinners. We don't,
right.
If you're not a believer, then he died for you.
Yeah.
The worst person imaginable, he died for that person because he loves them. He still loves them.
When it's hard to think that God would love somebody like Saddam Hussein,
yeah,
or Idi Amin, or all these terrorists that were out there,
uh-huh,
that kill his people.
Uh-huh. He's not happy with,
mm-mm,
them.
No. He still loves them.
But he still loves them.
Right.
He doesn't have to love what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves them. And he loves us. You know, and we love him, so we want to please him. We want to do things right.
Right.
Because we love him. So if God loves us so much, how can we show our love to him? In John 14:15, Jesus tells us. He says, if you love me, you will obey what I command.
Mm-hmm.
And remember what he commanded in the beginning? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then love your neighbor as yourself.
That sounds like it should be a song. No,
it is.
It is a song.
So the best part is to show our love for him. We just have to believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
When you believe, it's easy to love, you know? It's not a hard thing to do. But God is love. That's
big
what
capital
he is.
Is, I-S.
Capital is. He is,
right,
love. There is no true love if God is not there. People of this world only know a physical type of love. Mm-hmm. They cannot truly love someone until they realize what Jesus did on the cross that day. That is why many people get love confused with feelings of love.
Right.
You can have feelings of love, but without God, you are incapable of truly loving.
Hmm.
And that may hit some people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Well, I love my spouse. Well, you can love your spouse, have a feeling of love, but until you have Jesus in your heart to know what real love is,
right,
you can't truly love that person the way you're supposed to.
Right, and you need to also love God more than you love your spouse.
Yes.
More than you love anything else in this world, you need to love God first.
Yes. There's a hierarchy. It's God, right. Love God, love your spouse, love your children, and then on down the line, things, you know, after that. But those are the three main things. Love your God, love your spouse, love your children or family or, you know, mm-hmm. things like that.
Well, things will fall into place at that point.
They'll fall into place. But God is always first. Always first. And then, like that, your life will just fall into line.
Right.
So, have you ever felt unloved? Does it seem like everything is falling down around you? If you've ever wanted someone to love you like you've never been loved before, then put your faith and trust in God, and He will never leave you like the people of this world will. You will experience peace, joy, true happiness when you invite Him in your heart.
Hmm. What an amazing thing that to feel. Now, there may be some people out there that are listening, and you don't have any idea what we're talking about. You may have never said what they call the sinner's prayer. You may have never given your life to Jesus and said what God tells us to say.
Yeah.
So I want to give everybody out there that is listening, if you have never done this and you have felt and you feel like you need to do this right now, I want to give everybody the opportunity to do that right now.
Yes.
I want you to understand something. This is not just some little...
flippant.
Yeah, this is not just something... This is the most important decision that you will ever make in your entire life.
Yes.
I know a lot of people will say, well, you know, what's the meaning of life? Well, I'll tell you what the meaning of life is. The meaning of life is eternity. Where are you going to spend it?
Yeah.
Right. So everything we do on this earth has nothing to do with what's going to happen in eternity. This is just a blip in time.
Yeah. It's a fading wind.
Right. So let's look at what the Word says. God's Word promises this. We're going to be looking at Romans 10, 9 through 10, and also 13. Romans 10, 13. So Romans 10, 9 through 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you'll believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And on in 10 it says, for it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. If we skip down a little bit further to verse 13, it says, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen.
Are you ready to change your eternal destination? Are you ready to change your eternal address? There's only two places to go after we pass and leave these earth suits. So by His grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. Your part is simply to do two things. And people make it so hard. All you have to do is believe and receive. It's a free gift. So if you're ready to believe and receive this free gift that God has given you and Jesus has already taken care of, I want you to pray this out loud. Let these words come out of your lips, out of your mouth, and say this. Say, Jesus, I confess that You are my Lord and Savior, and I believe in my heart that God raised You from the dead. By faith in Your Word, I receive salvation now. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. The very moment that you commit your life to Jesus, the truth of His Word will instantly come to pass in your spirit. And now that you're born again, there is a brand new you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you have just prayed that prayer, we want you to contact us, because we don't want it just to end there. We don't want you just to have said a prayer and change your eternal destination. We want you to learn. We want you to grow. And we're not asking you to go to church. We're not asking you to do anything other than contact us, because we want to help you. We want to help you not just stay
stagnant,
because the word...
We'll get you materials. We'll get you books, the Bible if you need one. And we do believe that you need to get into a church, but we're not saying you have to come to our church.
Right.
Or you have to go to church to be a believer. You,
right.
When you pray that prayer, you are a believer. You just need to be around other like-minded people who are believers.
And they will help you grow.
Yes, they will.
So we want to invite you, though, to join us on our website and contact us there. If you'll go to www.themessengersradio.com, there's going to be a contact button at the top. If you'll click on that, you can either email Tricia, or you can email me, or there's a form you can fill out, and it'll go to both our email addresses. So we encourage you, though, if you've done that, let us know. We want to help you. We're not trying to fill you with a bunch of stuff that doesn't mean anything. We want to make sure that you know the truth, and that the truth is going to set you free, because the word, you'll find out as you start reading that there is the parable of the seed. And we don't want that seed that has been planted in you to get grown over with weeds, with this world.
Or snatched away right away.
Exactly.
But we love you, and we will do things in love. We are not going to do something to you out of condemnation. We're not going to make you feel bad because of past things that you've done in your life. We love you. We want to help you on this journey and help you have a fun learning journey.
Exactly.
A relationship with God, not just life insurance, you know?
Right. Fire insurance.
Yeah. We want a relationship with God.
So we're going to end this podcast today on that note. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Messengers. We are worldwide and alive.